Lula says Trump meeting was productive and optimistic about Brazil-United States partnership. After a lengthy White House meeting with Donald Trump, Lula called the talks productive. He and his delegation discussed tariffs and Brazil's critical minerals. He stressed Brazil's openness to international partnerships with no geopolitical veto. He underscored the importance of multilateral agreements and cooperation against organized crime and drug trafficking. Lula added that PIX was not discussed, and he framed the dialogue as a path to stronger ties and shared opportunity. Lula and Trump hold productive White House meeting on tariffs and critical minerals. A Brazilian delegation led by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva spent about 3 hours at the White House with President Donald Trump. Officials characterized the session as very productive and positive, with the day including a bilateral meeting and a shared lunch. The discussions covered tariffs, Brazil's reserves of critical minerals, and the country's openness to international partnerships under no geopolitical limits. Tariffs and trade talks, officials said both sides agreed to keep negotiating on import tariffs for a 30-day period to advance the talks. Lula indicated that Brazil's average tariff on United States goods is around 2.7%, a figure he cited in the session. A U.S. Commerce representative present at the talks appeared to press for higher tariff considerations, highlighting differences in the numbers. The parties plan to continue their work in the coming weeks to narrow gaps and move toward concrete agreements. Minerals strategy and international partnerships. Lula stressed that Brazil aims to move beyond exporting raw minerals. He outlined a plan for processing and refining minerals domestically and emphasized a willingness to build partnerships with various countries without vetoes or geostrategic limitations, so long as cooperation benefits Brazil. He asserted that partnerships with the United States, China, Europe, and other regions should be explored to add value within Brazil's borders. Security cooperation and crime prevention. On crime and security, Lula said the dialogue included a broad approach to organized crime and drug trafficking. He proposed creating a collaborative group with South American and wider Latin American partners, and potentially global partners, to strengthen the fight against crime. Brazil's finance minister, Eduardo Jurigan, highlighted increased data sharing in customs that led to seizures of weapons and synthetic drugs, underscoring the value of cross-border cooperation. Diplomacy, PIX and elections. Lula noted that the topic of the payment system known as PIX was not discussed in the meeting, and he did not raise it either. He also commented on U.S. election dynamics, expressing hope that Trump would conduct himself as the U.S. president while Brazil would decide its own elections. He reaffirmed respect for the U.S. president's mandate and said political considerations did not drive the bilateral talks. Lula conveyed that diplomacy remains essential to global peace, especially regarding the Iran issue. He said he provided Trump with a copy of the 2010 Iran agreement, an arrangement Brazil helped broker at the time as a case study for resolving disputes through dialogue. Trump reportedly agreed to review the material that evening, underscoring Lula's view that war costs are high and diplomacy should be prioritized. Conclusion: the White House meeting between Lula and Trump was declared productive and positive, establishing a pragmatic path forward on tariffs, multilateral cooperation, and Brazil's critical minerals strategy. Brazil reiterated an openness to international partnerships with no geopolitical veto and outlined a plan to move beyond exporting raw minerals toward domestic processing and refining. The talks affirmed a commitment to continue tariff negotiations over a 30-day period and to broaden security cooperation against organized crime and drug trafficking through regional and wider collaboration. Notably, PIX was not discussed, and political considerations were kept separate from the bilateral agenda, signaling a durable diplomatic approach aimed at stronger ties and shared opportunity. The dialogue thus lays groundwork for concrete agreements in trade, minerals, and security, underscoring diplomacy's central role in addressing global challenges. Frequently asked questions. 1. How did Lula describe the meeting? It was very productive and positive. He left Washington more optimistic. 2. Were tariffs discussed? Yes. They talk tariffs. They will work 30 more days to push talks. The topic included the Brazil-U.S. trade balance and the 2.7% average tariff on U.S. products. 3. What did Lula say about Brazil's minerals? He said Brazil will not just export minerals. He wants refining and processing done in Brazil. He aims for Brazil to be a big winner. 4. Was crime fighting discussed? Yes. They talked about fighting organized crime. Lula wants a joint effort with many countries. It should not be one country's job alone. 5. Was PIX or election interference discussed? PIX was not discussed. Lula expects Trump to act as US president. There was no talk of meddling in Brazilian elections.